There's Mordechai here, the Bala Kuntris. Will you put that thing up on the screen again? The Kuntris is called Lechem Yiyeh Le'ochlo. Well, we spent a lot of time on it on Wednesday, and we're far from done yet. It's really a fantastic Kuntris. He quotes this sefer, which is a fantastic sefer. B'dikas HaMozen Ka'alocha. Famous Rav Moshe Vai, one of the Gedolei Olam in terms of bogs. And he has a beautiful sefer with pictures and everything. We're not going to go into the pictures, but we're going to discuss some of the halachas that are here. And we're not learning Hilchos Talon. I'm not learning Hilchos Talon. The issues of, you know, we can't, it's too vast. It's even paid dollar. I don't think it's officially on our syllabus. But a little bit does come out. I think it's interesting. It was one of those things on the syllabus, like not in bold. We're supposed to touch it a little bit. So we're touching it now. It's obviously a very important topic. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And the page that can get, which has the page that I'm just going? It goes up to page, I wrote another note here somewhere, 63 or somewhere.
It's not up.
Oh. I apologize. Thank you very much. Okay. Still not down?
No, it just takes a second.
Okay, we'll be patient. As long as it comes on soon, we'll be okay. We're discussing, assuming for the moment, that a mir tamotzui, that's chazah, some basics. With the rice, we follow a rov. With the rice, once you have a rov, it's mutter, it's mutter. You don't have a chiyuv to do anything. But there's a presumption, as long as the mir tamotzui, you have to check for it if you can. If you can't, you can't. But if you can, you should check for it. Where does that come from? Comes from the Gemara, it's actually the very beginning of Chulin. I don't have to go into all the details right now because it's not our Indian type primarily, but we saw it in the Ran. We saw the Ran last week on the Sugad Daf Nun Ches, where the Ran quoted that, and the Ran compared it to a rea, to a lung. You have to check, the Gemara says you have to check for the holes in the lungs because that's it's called, presumably, a mir tamotzui. It's somewhat common to have such holes in the lungs. You have to check for that. But the other 17 trefes, we don't check for because they are too rare. they're too rare. Let's assume for argument it's 10%, which is it there? Still not? It's 10%. That's the Mishnah as Yaakov said. We saw based on a Mishnah Masechta Gittin and the Mishnah Masechta Baba Basra. But I have to check. We have 10% of the wine turns into vinegar. That's considered to be a mir tamotzui. Oh, did it? Thank you. So assuming that for the moment, 10% of what? 10% of what? Of what? So I tried to demonstrate to you last time that this Bala Mechaber, Lechem Yelocha, assumes, I think, Meikir Adin, what I had assumed for a long time, which I'm Shlomo Zalman sort of thought was ridiculous to assume that way, that it should depend upon each act of eating. I eat now. Right? I just had an apple. For lunch, I had an apple. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Had an apple. So, who knows, maybe there are worms in apples. I hope not. I mean, there are some, as we well know, but it's a rare. Who's ever seen a worm in an apple? Who's ever seen a worm in an apple? There you go. In Eretz Yisrael, America. America? Well, okay. Okay, it happens. Once in the oval, it happens. So let's assume, how many bites did it take me to finish that apple? I don't know, probably try to guess. I don't know, 15 bites until I got through the whole apple. I don't know, too much? Not so yeshivish, I guess, as I used to be. Okay, so whatever number of bites it took me to finish the apple. But, you know, remember there's an expression, another American expression, you only get one bite of the apple. You know what I'm talking about? So I took one bite of the apple, I made a bird parade, took one of the apple. What are the chances of it being a bug in that one bite? Less than 10%. Now, okay, can I take another bite? Why not? That's exactly what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman thought was in his, what he called, reductio ad absurdum. You mean to tell me it should depend upon the portion? No. That depend upon each bite? Yeah, you know, divide the fruit into four parts, and then we'll each one in a taraytu and a chenami. That's what it should depend upon. So I believe that this author, Lechem Yelocher of Henkin, believes that to be the truth. We call the Iker Adin. He used the word Iker Adin in a few places. But nonetheless, Lechatchila, he is taking into account a greater unit. A greater unit. What's the greater unit? Presumably, I understood it to mean what the person normally eats in a particular meal. A portion. Oh. Now, he's even machmir a bit more to take into account a physical unit. These are all what he calls chumris, if I understand him correctly. Mikradin is every bite, separate. But the chumra, when machmir number one, for a portion, let's say a portion is rice. He gives him a rice. No one's going to take, don't measure each unit of rice by itself. I also don't take rice, measure whatever, a whole spoonful of rice. That's how much you take and ingest at one time. I'm molded to that. They have to go that far. You can't just take it to one unit. So he says, Mikir Adin, presumably that would be the unit. But the Chatchila, we should figure the unit that you have for a meal. So, you know, I had rice at the Purim Suda. My daughter served rice, although it was one of many dishes, I must tell you, Baruch Hashem. It was a Suda Shloima B'Shaito. But whatever she served as rice, that was what was put that was a portion of rice. That's much more than one spoonful. You have to check the Chatchila, the entire portion, to make sure there's no tempest. There's no 10% shchichus within such a portion. Yes, sir?
Does that mean, let's say, for a meal of 30 people, there'll be one portion, and a meal for two people, it'll be a different portion?
That's what's going to come out according to what... I think he means your own portion. My portion.
So then it would depend on how hungry he is?
The average portion. Okay, let's take an average portion. Okay. You're right. It's a good question. My daughter had sweet potatoes, and I had plain potatoes. Aside from all the mains, the chicken with the meat and the soup and the challah, so I wouldn't have that much rice. If all I was eating was rice, I was a Chinese or something like that, I would have much more rice. But I'm not. I live in New York, and I don't have so much rice. Yes, sir?
Shouldn't the rice also be by spoonful?
That's what I think Zikra did. Spoonful of rice. But the chumra, he's not prefer the whole portion. Ideally, should make sure it's not 10% in the entire portion. He's also machmir, I believe. Lechem Yelocher. Didn't we discuss this last week? I think so.
Then why doesn't he also say that, like, for an apple, like a portion of an apple isn't necessarily, is the whole apple. Usually you eat a whole apple, you don't.
I think an apple and a portion is one and the same. Apple a day keeps the doctor away. That is the portion. But he'd be machmir, I believe, lechatchil anyway, a guf echod, an organic unit, even if it's more than a portion. He seemed to be machmir lechatchil for a head, what we call the head of lettuce, aguda shel chasa. The word aguda means a bundle. There was no bundle of lettuce. I think he means a... he's throwing the word over here, kelach, stalk. What's a stalk of lettuce? We don't talk about it in stalks. We talk about it in heads, right?
What? Romaine lettuce.
Romaine lettuce is a stalk?
It's one big head, and then you could break off
a stalk. Then maybe he only means... Oh, yeah?
Not individual stalks, even. Portions.
The word there, Shlomo Zalman uses aguda. Aguda shel chasa. I don't understand what the word means. A bundle of lettuce. I mean, a bundle of lettuce. Lettuce comes in individual units. Then I saw one of the svarim, I think maybe it was him, or I think it was him, talked about a kelach of, which is a stalk of lettuce. Huh?
You mean like hadassim, agudas, that they're attached to each other in bundles?
Yeah, but in lettuce doesn't work that way, to my knowledge. I don't know.
No, they're all attached from one spot.
Oh, exactly. So you mean a head of lettuce. So you mean the whole head?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's iceberg lettuce. You know, it's not a stalk, it's a head. So he wants to, I think, be mapped that way also, lechatchil, because it's one unit. He also has, for example, what happens if you have a bowl of soup? My daughter served soup yesterday also. So if it's a bowl of soup, so, you know, so it sounds like it's a... It's a bowl of soup, so there's also one unit. It's in a. What can I tell you? It's in a. In one bowl, it's also considered to be something along those lines. That's what I think is being machmir in this safe. Fine. Okay. Mechatchila. But he does say, for example, what happens if it's just put together in one place, and you have a whole sack of flour. A whole sack of flour. Then, even the chumrah, he says, you're not going to have to worry about the whole sack. That's a little ridiculous. That's too much. Let's see if I can find this here on what page this is on. I'm not sure if I'm on the right page. Bichlal. It must be in the wrong page numbers over here. Let me see if I can find out which page I'm really in. Hold on a second. Let's go back a little bit, okay? What happened over here? Oh, here we go. Here we are. What's the unit? Are you able to see in the back? Is it clear as anything? Is it very clear? Bigger? How do I do bigger? Yeah. This one? Make it bigger?
Yeah.
Ah, Machaya. Gavaldik. Okay. Here's the Shaila. This Taku Bidorenu. Hem called Priya Choshe Benifrod. So if one pri from 11 is Nagua, it's not a Mirna Matsu. What about rice? Rice is assisted. Or maybe Alpi Hakufsa. Take the whole box, the whole bag. So it should be for one person, for many meals. How do you figure it all out? Look at Bedika Sabazan Kalacha, page 119. Now I have to say this, I have a different edition. The page are off by a little bit in my edition. He has an earlier edition. So Mishloim Bazama, this we saw, this was on the screen last week. Mishloim Bazama. So you take a Kelach Chasa Shalom. We read Mishloim Bazama. Am I correct? It was on the board? He didn't say Kelach, he said Aguda. He translates Aguda to mean Kelach, which is a stalk. And Lodon Kol Olav and Nifred Velom Mashakevish and Bibchina Statistia, from the statistical perspective. Hachshashli Motzis Charak Bechol Olav Olav Bifneyatzu Eno Motzui. Oh, that's what I wanted to say, assuming you eat one leaf at a time. Lachen Yemutta Below Bidik. That's what I wanted to say. No! Ela Kelach Achasa Kulo Nechshar Kipriyacha Dan Yazet. I think it means the entire head. Shim Lokein, Yalecha Lahatir Achilas Reva Pri, a quarter of an apple. Shalom Bilti Motu Shabi Reva Pri Yacharak, Vechain Hola. Why not? Vizavada Lo Yitochin. Why not? Why Lo Yitochin? Why not? Well, if he's a Yotu Lechora, Shim Boral Nechol Kufsa Shim Besocha Harbe Peris, Ain. Livro sashir amir da motzi kineged kol priva priva nifrat el hashelo im motzi kibakufsa kula im motzi chara vim kenu yesh lifdok as kola kufsa. So it'll be a riot. You'll buy 1 10-gallon pack of fruit. I'll buy 10 1-gallon pack of fruit. So for me it's with the few it's usa. I find that to be mind-bogglingly dochuk. How can you say such a thing? That's why I think frankly mine is less dochuk. Yesh litzchos. Rav Shlomo Zalman lo diba ela beguf echad kelachasa lo mistava lafidu lechalok li yinchiv abedik. Okay, ava peres nifrodim anecholim kol echad b'fnei atzmo lo masvarzu. Rav Shlomo Zalman never said in that case. He quotes a chasam sofer. Okay, if the kol pri b'fnei atzmo yero below tola leka lemir amotzi. In other words, even though the majority of the kufsals will be bugs, since in Rove Paris there are no bugs, it's not considered muksel can go of mir amotzi. So I'm sending over here. That is the criterion. But then he says, "Rolachsha shulachsha as a motzi zacharakim hakamah shenoeg lechol adam besudachas." Oh, that's the in between view. Doesn't depend on the whole head of lettuce, the way Rav Shlomo Zalman wanted to say it. Doesn't depend upon each bite, which I want to say. He has to compromise you how much you eat in that particular meal. Ki b'miyo tamotzi mikamush zu yeshno. Where's next? Screen down. Prinagua. Sof sof yeshlachu shi tokobo. Av she'en tadoma l'sir morok o... Should I say ores? What is that? Or?
Ores.
Or, the design is missing on my screen? You have it on yours. Okay, that's Zion missing, Oris. V'chayotzi bezos. Shekulo mispashal yachad, l'chaynim l'kiyachad. Kmo kelach achas shadiba olav, the vav is missing. Hagwashatz. Ne'idach. Lomashish, livdon mul chavila shlema shal Oris, v'shah kityos, v'kan kemach, the whole pack of flour. Chur miyaseira. You don't have so much in kos echad, one cup. 10%. Huh? Since most of it is clean, that's what he says. Adkan Rabosai, page 58 and 59, in this beautiful sefer. But remember, he said twice, I showed you on Wednesday, Me'ikar Adin, I'm right. It's only a chumrah. Me'ikar Adin, I think he holds that way, that the word Me'ikar Adin, didn't we see that word Me'ikar Adin in two places? You know, why can I get rid of this guy? What? You know, it sounds only one letter missing. Is this I may need him later. Oh, whatever.
Good. It's good.
No, I made it worse. The other way.
No. Ben, how do you get rid of that thing?
No, that's good. Now I'm going to make it bigger again. I made it bigger, I ran into the problem. Okay, we're missing one letter. It's okay. Let's go like this.
Right.
See, I'm a good Talmud. Oh, Hashem, I rebay him here, I go Valdek. Yes, sir.
Okay, I didn't understand. When you have the whole sack of flour, so how much would you have to check?
He thinks, Me'ikir Adin, whatever you have flour, you have in one portion.
Right.
Lemaisa, whatever you use for the meal, which is a cup. Oh. And he doesn't think even if some is Alvi more Makos, because it's not one unit. If it's a head of lettuce, there are three different opinions. Okay, Rabosai. Fine. So far, so good. Now, we saw before, we read this a little bit. Yeah, watch. What happened? Did it stop? Why? Watch. 61. It is a sikum. It's a summary. Me'ikar Adin. That word is found twice. But Me'ikar Adin is found over here on page 61. The last line is also found on page 99. Perhaps we'll get to that in a minute. Mikra Adin. Lo techoshim mesirus mitamotzi. Ella in insarim charakim al asiris viyosem meaperos atzmam. Mitnai shein elu peris ktanim shenechom kamim bevasachas. So I think Mikra Adin means upon the fruit which you're eating in one shot. Like a strawberry, which yeshiva shagais eat in one shot. That's what I thought. He wrote in page 99. Each strawberry is counted separately. Sharedarko le'achol called pri lechud. I thought it depends because they know what you put in your mouth in one shot. Kainimali according to what he's printed over here. Fine. So Rabosai, once we're here, he quotes like this, a tshuva, page 62. See, we made a mistake. Footnote 62. Footnote 62 of the previous page. Watch this. Shua Shabaleza Gordon tells a rope. Acha Masheveinu Leel Shemgam Achrei. Can you read this in the back? Is it big enough in the back?
Yeah.
Achrei Bedika Yishar Safek Ain't Sar Lidl Mekar. Zeh Shayach Rakim Bashir Achilas Odom Echod Sheochel Akitnius. Yuchalil shloyi afilu tolas echas ozvu vechot. Aval yadinan bevadai shebachila achas shel odem echot sheochal akitnius yesh bevadai lechol apochas tolas achas ozvu vechot. Osu lecho belo bediga av sheberov akitnius eile ein mem tolom ozvuvin kemi shebevadai yochal bemeshach achiloso beryeh shaliso. I have a big kashin that tells the rov. What do you mean meshach achiloso? In that one eating, that one meal. I don't understand. Let's have a big bag. I know Vavada is Zvuv. I'll have it in two meals. That's mutter. In one meal it's us, and in two meals it's mutter. I don't understand. What is Vada? If Vada means 100%, so why is it mutter in two meals? I just don't understand it. I just don't understand. I gotta tell you, I don't understand it. Oh. What's here? 63. Shut Tashbates. Gabi Pulin Shadagan Atliya the Fama Bimakuba. Shekevan Shebodak Mahem Shir Sa'uda. Imitsah Nikias Luchsukudibish Hashabahet. If he's a Pashim. Shamir Tamatsui. Nimda the fish chichusa b'shir suuda. Shem lo kein. Means if you need more, if you need more, like I'm shlem mazam in the whole head of lettuce. Mahawila b'dika shir anal. Shachshashu li matzus b'kamas gadol mizu. It's a raya. You don't need more, but it's no raya, Rabosai. That's not enough. Less. He's trying to assume if you check such an amount, you don't have to check the rest of it. That you have to check a significant amount. I agree, but if enoch enami. But just for this particular item, I'm not just for this. Why should it be enough to have one bite and one bite only? That's all. I'm only having this one bite. I have another bite. I have another bite. That's, I'm not sure this is a raya l'chumra, but it's a raya l'kula. Fine. Good. Rabosa, let's go further. I want to take go back a bit and show you some important things. A little bit patient. We said before that there is a issue of bedika b'miut she'eno motzu b'miut hamotzu. Question is that only if is a vada yisur around, and you have to check for miut. Or what if it's a suffek yisur? Here he has a spig machlokes. Watch this. The two protagonists, they find out many things. The base of Ephraim, who was Ephraim Zalman Margolius, who was a balabos, who lived in Brod, in Galicia, and the Mishkan is Yaakov, one of the Goyim Hador, the Rav of Karlin, a Tamar of Chaim Balozhina, and I know about two humongous fights they had. Anyone know what they had to do, man? No one knows? The biggest fight ever was about the Eruv. Oh, can the Eruv work in Europe? The Mishkan is Yaakov said no, and the Beis Ephraim said yes. Now, Rebbe Zichron and the Rocha said that in Europe there was no baseball, there was no football, there was no basketball, zichron no hockey. But what entertained them? The fights between the Gedolei Olam. Entertaining is not the right word to say, but that was what interested the people. And how they communicate before email and before regular phones and before it was letters. They wrote letters to each other. All these shuvas are letters written to each other. So he said a story that there was a tremendous fight with these two gedolim about the Erev. Good, no good, good, no good. Those will be my shiur next year, Mr. Shalas Willer. We're going to spend a lot of time on this machlokes. In the base of Ephraim, who was considered one of the gedolei hador, who was a balabos in Brod. And Brod is a part of Poland, part of Galicia. And the Mishkanes Yaakov was Reverend Karlin, the time of Chaim Volozhiner, he was a Lithuanian gedol. They went back and forth. And then they were waiting. Finally, the Beis Ephraim's response came in the mail, and they were looking around. What did he say? What did he say? And they read it, and they went like this. Ah! Quote, the Galatiana hot faloirim. You have a Yiddish history? What does that mean? He lost. His arguments are not persuasive. And the Mishkanes Yaakov, who was our rabbi in Karlin, he won. I told you once that the irony is that the greatest Lithuanian person of the last period of time was the Chazanish. In his time, he was considered the God of Ador, came from Vilna. He lived his life in Vilna, the capital of Lithuania. And guess what we said was right? Rafaim Zal Margolius is right. Datenu Kedas Agraz Margolius. So the irony is, never count the opposition down, said the Galatiana Hutfaloyrin, when the ultimate Lithuanian post 600 years later came out of his side. Okay, I'm just letting you know. This is as an afterthought. This is the big machlokes between these two. Then there's a second machlokes, which is just as big, about get me'usa. That's, that's the base of Ephraim Chelik Beis. He can't even get it. Also, this I didn't even know about this one until now. They're fighting about a suffek iser. Must you check it, mir tamotzi or not? Kiyodua, everyone knows except for me. Well, now I know too. Nechlo base of Ephraim gives you the sumin. And the Mishkanes Yaakov gives you the simon. Beis Ephraim luchi badika mi'an hamotzui hu davka k'shadover hamotzui hu vaday iser. Avamadavar hamatzi urak chashash yisr. Habadika inachol amikim adin. Kol shen cheskas yisr. And the Mishkas Yaakov is machmir. Even the miyat is a suffix yisr. There's still the chiyav bedika. This is a tremendous chuv back and forth between these two gedolim. If you want to have all this, you can look up in Pischei Tshuva, Simen Laman Aleph Sivkot Aleph. On a regular Yoreh Day, anyone here have an old-fashioned Yoreh Day Chalak Aleph here? No one in the room has the old-fashioned? No one has it anymore. Good song, we have fancier ones. But the old-fashioned Yoreh Day Chalak Aleph that goes from Aleph to Kufiyot Aleph, it's there. Laman Aleph, Aleph in the Pischei Tshuva. Point number one, Rabosa. What will happen, Rabosa, is very important to note. Very important to note. Watch this. What's as follows? There were those who wanted to write the Mishnah Yaakov. Chashash leperos orlo b'shvokim, v'lesa mamin b'miyat hamotzi chashash 10% v'malo. Kemoshe mefursim b'shem agrish el yashif. That he said that if it's 10% of the fruit in the market is orlo, you may not eat the fruit. Period. Can't eat it. What? Ki afa mishnos Yaakov lo diber el lechatchila k'she'efshel livdo kemo betreifus harehevel lefanenu. To look at this blood. Rabos, I'm asking you a question. In your kitchen, do they open the eggs and look for blood spots? Raise your hand if they do. That was a tradition of old. You had to check for blood spots. Today, most rabbis that I know don't check for blood. Why? Because a mere chain of mutsu, klalu, 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 klalu. And if you find the blood, it's mutter anyway from Moshe Paskins, because it's not coming from a Zohar. I'm not going to the whole story right now. Fine. But in the old days, im lo bodak lo choshin v'holchan achar arov. That's all mefurish in the Bach. This is very, v'horaya, kol aposke mitiru, over rubishel, hainu, afilu b'mezit. V'hoya b'chlal mevatel isu l'chadchila, herlem hoya tzorach lios osu lo, l'mishe bishel b'shvilo. It's not an isu in the first place. It's only a chiyav bedika, and that's all. It's important to realize that when there's no bedika possible, it's okay. Now we come to another chumrah which he rejects. I love it. I love to say. Watch this. He's docha Rabbi Friedman. I'm not sure Rabbi Friedman is. Write some tchumen. Shimperos haneguim b'miyut hamotzui. You have, let's say, I don't know, romaine lettuce. Is that correct? It has a lot of bugs, they say. Is it true?
Yeah.
Good. So that's more than 10% has bugs. Watch what happens now. Nishtefu ba mif'al. So Bodek put it through a very severe agitation. Correct? That's right. They rinse it very, very carefully. Kach sha'motzara mugmara magia letzorchan. Comes to your door. Eino nagua b'miyot ha'motzi. Lepochus mikach. They knocked it down from 12% to 2%. Hatzakan adayin chayav b'dikaso. Still got to check. Why? Because it started off as a mina motzi. Who said that's true? V'mein ayochol livdok mashu ledato she'osur. That's ridiculous. V'ze'eino v'cholam avur li'el. Number one, the Mishkanes Yaakov is talking about efshel livdok. Here's a question against Rabbi Vayin, v'dika sabozen kilocha, etc. And then he says as follows. Quotes from Shlomo Zalman. Ev shel limdo shir ha-motzui kefi ha-matzav shel acha ha-rechitza. That's what I thought. Once you rinse it off, now it's less than 10%. Now it's mutter. That's all. So we're having very important yisodas over here. in this beautiful countries. Beautiful countries. Oh. Now we go further. Watch this. Watch this. Arato di bane bin svek sveka, torach with levaro. What happens? A mir tamotsui. Shahar be poskim sovim. Shloch miru chachomim lachshosh lemir tamotsui. Elek she'en mezet torach o she'esh torach kal. Adav korach be torach beruba. Lochivu livdok. Even a mir tamotsui. Where did it come from? Truma sadeshin. I looked it up. Based on the Toysus. Sofek de Rabbanon. Torah Godol Hareo Choshev Kidiyeved. And the Poskim quoted in many places. Very, very big yisod. Quoted to the Truma Sadeshin. Yenam Mechuyev to the Torah Godol. Quote the Toysus in Masechta Pesachim. Watch this. Look at this. Rabbosai, Purim is behind us. There's Shushan Purim. The 15th day of Adar. What is the 15th day of Nisan, Rabbosai? What? Pesach. If you want to say a Shira Pesach about bugs, here it is. Watch this. It says in Pesachim Kuf Tetzvav and Beis, you have to take the chasa, the lettuce, and dip it in charosis. Why? The Rach says it toloyim in the Yerik. Are they a charosis yamusu? Floyebis mesukonos. If they die, it's no longer dangerous. Whoa. Dangerous? What about the Yisr Toloim? Hikshu HaToysis, Im Yesh Chashash Toloim, Hech Ochlem HaSachasa Belo Bedika. Very nice, it's no longer dangerous once the Tolaz dies. But how are you allowed to eat it? V'tirtzu, Shekeven Sheberov Kilchei HaChasa Ein Toloim, Samchu Al Arov, he's assuming that the miut over here, Rabosai, is a miut hamatzu. That's what he's assuming. So what's the answer, Rabosai? Mishkanes Yaakov, Tiritz Gamazos. What does he say? Mashachoshashu lemiot hamotzui, mepnei, the kol shiacholim lehokil bekal, the taken bekal, ein somchin al arov. Lechein tzorach leshkui becharoses, to takona kala. Aval lechapes livdo kol ola v'ole, ulehotzi atolas, hudove shel torach, Lo chivu chachomim. How do you like this? The Mishnah Yaakov was known as the Machmir Yisinyon. To go check every single leaf, you're not required. That's what he said. Black on white. That's what he said. That's what he says. And he explains it further. He adds, Shebetorach God lo chivu chachomim lived up with Mir Shalim Rotsu the Balma. He didn't say Kol hecha de evshel levarure mevarerina. He says it again. Ein b'torah gadol. Ein o'chayav livdok kol she'en kan varayis. Maybe there's nothing there at all. This is a very, very important chiddush, Rabosai. A very, very, very important chiddush. And many gadolim agree with the Mishnah Yaakov on this. Yes, sir.
That means, well, even before this, let's assume that if you would have the romaine lettuce before it's washed and things like that, there would be a lot of bugs. But now, once you wash it and you put it through whatever the common practice,
right,
putting it under the water with the soap and whatever, so then there are almost never any bugs. So would that now change the status of what we were saying before?
I don't know. I think, in my opinion, as Shlomo Zalman said, once you washed it, and now you're under 10%,
yeah,
it's mutter.
So then you wouldn't even need to check each
that's meal. Correct. That's correct. Here's a 10% coming up, right? This is what we said before, 10%. Everyone see it? 10%. Okay, does everyone agree? 10%? Let's see. Let's take a look. Oh. He quotes over here. Bevozna's machmir more than that. Even if it's less than 10%, he's machmir. Okay. Let's go slowly. Although there are those who are more mekel. He quotes it, Tzemach Tzedek Shneir, son of the third Lubavitcher Rebbe. Echad mishiva me'asara. It's not considered a mira matzui. Now, 1 in 7, that's 15%. Then he's doicha. No, can't be. Why? Gemara nida lamed beis amed beis. Hit bilua kodem le'imo. Miut shchiach. Rabbi Osai there says as a concept, believe it or not, I looked it up in an article, a medical article, that girls are born with a little bit of dam nida. Do you believe it? A girl, she's born at 1 second old. Already comes some dam nida comes out. Benos kusim nidos me'ari sosim. That's the name of the perek in Masechta Nida. I read something in a German, and it was German, in Germany there was an article about it, and they claimed that 7% of girls are born with some blood coming out from that part of the body. Do you believe it? I read. You could go on the internet, you probably find the same article. Do me a favor, check this out, and maybe this is a long time ago. So he wants to say, don't tell me that 10 to 15% is not matzui, because it says beferish in the Gemara Masechta Nida, it's called a miyuta de shchiach, and it's certainly not 10%. Although according to my stats, not that far off. It's 7%, and it's still called a miyuta de shchiach. So then you have to be machmir less than 10%. Who's that? Rabbi Yoshiv, right? Is machmir even if it's not 10%? So then how much is it? He doesn't tell you. He just tells you it's machmir, even though it's less than 10%. But doesn't say what number. So I have to look it up in the original source. Bedika Sabazan Kalacha, page 118. My edition is off by a little bit. I told you I have it on page 116. Okay, I'll read it to you. Quotes over here as follows. Shamati me agrishal yashiv shlita. Yeshlachosh me 4%. You know what's going on? 4%. Heard from Abdistan Karelitz? 5%. So now they're being so machmer. Now we thought 10%. They're being machmer either 4 or 5%. That's a whole different story. Wow. 4 or 5%. That's a chumrah. I have to tell you that I'm not even sure. Again, you look on the internet about this, says Nida Me'ari Sasa. I'm not sure the two terms are identical. It's called in Masechta Nida a Miyat HaShchiach. Who says that means exactly the same as what we call halachically Miyat HaMatzui? I don't know. And I'll tell you another thing. Even in Tzitzel Omar, that the number of girls who have Nida when they're born is a Miyat HaMatzui, we don't have to be mapped, but that every girl under 12 is a Nida. Cause a lot of problems in certain situations. A Mekel, a Moshe to make a Kolisha until the age of 11. Why? Maybe she's a Nida. Answer is E.F. Shalivdo. We can't check and say, oh, can I have your birth records, please? Please give me the piece of paper that you were born where they made a note whether or not there was a blood seed at your birth. I don't think that's going to be E.F. Shalivdo, in my opinion. And don't tell me, well, we didn't get it. Everyone wants sings in the choir. I need to get the birth records to check it out. That's ridiculous. So these are not things which can be procured, and therefore it's a mere and a matzui. Even if it's a mere matzui, if you can't check it, it's permissible. However, Abosai, meidach kisa, we're turning from down from 10% to 4 or 5. Yes. We're not. Who doesn't drink milk in this room? So we don't go for these. I don't want to put words into his mouth, but the minute is we drink milk. I will leave it at that. Okay. I understand. So, look at the Rivash says. Much more. Shemir tamotzi vatzalomar shukarov lamachta. You hear the word karov lamachta. Who wants to give a number? What number do you think is close to a half? Want to give me a number? I want to give a guess. 40%? That sounds good to me. 40%? That's a mere amotzi. He's a much bigger mekel. They want to go from 10% down to 4 or 5. Go up to 40. Yeah. He doesn't understand. Lama lo iskira poskim analas divri arivosh hamafurashim halo svaras achronim b'mokam rabosena rishonim ein a mishnah. Look at that. Ein a mishnah. Yeah. Yeah. And the base of Ryan quotes is Rivosh. Shchiach tuba shukabos suffik a shuffle. Close to half. Close to half. Yeah. Now. Aye, but the Mishnah Yaakov has a raya. Where is it? Somewhere? He has a raya. You saw this last time, no? He has a raya from the. From. Yeah. See here, this page. Watch this. Trumas and Mises. I think we saw this last time. Mishnah Gittin says you have to check your wine for chometz, even though it's in Baba Basra, that Perig Vav Mishnah Beis, it's 10%. Right? But Samech and Meshach Chochma, I remember it's a typo, right? It's not Yud Gimel Yud. It says, no! The difference between Asay and Alosa, we discussed this by Barichas on Wednesday. And Asay, if you didn't do it, you didn't do it. Alosa say, if you did it by mistake, it's not an Aveiro. Not only that, but watch this. The Mishnah Baba Basra, the same Mishnah, Hamoche Te'enim L'Chaveiro, where is a Mekabal of Esem Mitulos L'Meya. Okay? Talking about bugs. Bugs. 1 in 10. And nonetheless, there's an Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Bet Beis. Ochel Odom Teinim Anovim Balayla. Ve'nechol Sheh Shemahim Nekuros Ayadei Nachosh. Alpha Pisha Neroe. As he says, even though you can't see them well, right? What about Sakanta? But not by the Yisr. Mefurishin is quoted in the Rambam, quoted in the Rashba, quoted in the Rif, and the Rosh, and the Smag, and the Ochas Chaim, and the Shit, and the Tur. You'll add it Teinim Balayla. Even though 10% on a gua. So one of two things. Either Rabosai, you need not check 1 in 10, like the Arsa Meach said, Meshach Chachma. Or, if you can't check now, you know afterwards you can check, you're not mechuyif, you don't have to wait till then. You're not mechuyif to wait till the morning. That's what it says. Finished. Oh, so the Mishnah, Yaakov himself is bothered by this raya. See, Marna Avodah Zarah prefers against him. So we try to explain, well, it's at night, can see without a bedika, as opposed to by day. It's considered at night to be e-efsha. Because he said before, remember what he said? Lo atzvichu bedika ela b'she'efsha b'li torach. And he means even b'li torach to wait till the morning. Or to get some good light at night. You can get candles, you can get some, you know, something you can get. You're not mechuyif. That's the Mishkanes Yaakov lishitoso. But in any event, the Pasha Pshat the Gemara is not that way. Oh. And then I want to take another step further. We compare it to Toloyim. We saw that in the Ran. We saw that Ran on Wednesday. They're both said, do you remember the Ran? Or should we see it again? Let's see it again. Who remembers the Ran from Wednesday? It's already Monday. Let's see it again. Close it. We haven't opened the Gemaras yet. Open your Gemara, please, if you don't mind, to the Ran. We saw this, we read the Ran together on Wednesday, but it's already Monday. Time for a little chazar, we had a little bit of Ad Layod in between. Rabbi said, open to the Ran. Please open. Come on, open up, please. The Ran is found in our editions on page Nun Vov. In the old edition, it goes from Yutes Amud Aleph over to Yutes Amud Beis. Lemiyut, I mean the last eight lines on column one of page Nun Vov. Lemiyut Hamotzi Choshishu, when it comes to bugs. The same way as we check for a lesion or a hole in the lungs. That's the comparison. The Farish. Now, very nice comparison, the Mir Tamotzi. But he's suggesting over here, it's not a full comparison. Why? It tells you why. Watch this. Watch. The reason you check the Bedika Surveyor, says the Mishkan of Yaakov, Shesham Kshayovo Leodenu Hamir Chutrefa, Nava Bevadai Al Isur Gomer, Shalaoch Le Mamesh is Pesara Trefa, or Mamesh eating Treif, Ubevadai Lo Shayach Le Mezel Basaruba Bezet, the Enkan Shubitl Shiahapech Aisur Leheter, Bechagon Zet, suggests the Mishkan of Yaakov this kind of a case. So therefore, you have to check it out. As long as it is a miut hamotzu. That being the case, Rabosai, watch this. Yesh la'ayin. Hayim v'kamev shalahashlich midvarav elin tolorim v'yirokas. Shebohen yesh no bitl midoraisa. Ula olim yesh rov kenegdon. V'yena necholis mifnei atzmon. V'chein av kshem izdamein prina gua. Im atoloyim en nikoros. He soon is mid rabbanah mitzad beria. Yes, something about the same. We saw it in the run, but not exactly the same. The Mishnah Yaakov says treifis. Otherwise, behemshich yozman v'arayimotze treifa biach ezapam v'mehem ochlin tomei bevare ochlin treifis. Okay, like yavish biyavish in certain cases. Over here, no. No, in this kind of a case, Toloim, Rabbo said, you can't see them. You can't really see them. Oh. Okay, so this is an assumption that he's making, Rabbo Sai, that on the level of Doraisa, we're going to say it is bottle. In other words, if there's a strawberry, Rabbo Sai, which you didn't see, and you ate it, which could have happened to you, it could happen to me yesterday, I mean, it's a strawberry in your Purim Suda. But you didn't see it. Look what he says that over here. Watch. One second, please. I'm sure you can find it. He says over here that there could be a leniency, Rabos. I want to show you another sefer. Can I get... What are we on Hebrew books now? Where are we? No, we're on something different. Can I get Hebrew books and come back to this? It's not time to this answer. Hebrew books. I want to, because if you don't mind. Rabosai, we're going to see soon in Hebrew books the Megillas Sefer in Simen Kuf Dalet. Rabosai, Simen Kuf Dalet. Let's open up the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Dalet. If you haven't opened the Shulchan Aruch yet. All we did is so far open up the Gemara, so the Rana line. Let's open up Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Dalet. Yeah. Okay, got it? What page are we up to? 200 or something? What page are we last week? 180. See what happens. Oh, past that. Okay, so right, 200 there, I said before. Try 200. Oh, we're getting places. Okay, good. Oh, here we are. Thank you. Yes, Sam, what's your question?
No question. Just confirming that I found about the baby.
Yeah, what does it say?
Yeah, it's caused because the hormone levels in the baby
right.
are going back to
the... What's the percentage?
Well, it doesn't say
percentage. Well, that's what I want to know. I need another percentage. That's all I need. No percentage. Okay. If you find a percentage, you'll let me know. Kuf Dalet Sif Aleph. Okay? Look what he says. Watch what he says. Kocha v'chochmas Adam. Da, the bitl kol yisurin lo shayach ala b'mash eino niker. Avlam yochol ahakir ha yisur eino bitl olamis. Bein belach, bein b'yovish. Klol ha-shadova eina yovish mizbatl belach, eina lach mizbatl b'yovish. Kevin she'enom nivlolim. It's a kilu hukar iser. I feel a yavish be yavish. Im yuchal a hakar iser eno batal. I feel a be'elef. It's arbu chitim mitzumachim she'em chometz. B'shar chitim. Lo shayach bitla I feel a be'elef. Kevin she'yochol a hakar iser. La siro I feel a day Torah gorol. End quote. Wait a second. What's called eno nikur? Look what he says now. If you close your eyes, doesn't mean anything. That's ridiculous. You just turn off the lights. It's also ridiculous. Someone who's blind is not sure. On the other hand, watch this now. This is the other hand. Meidach. Im yochol lahakim es eisu rak aydeh tachbulos v'chokos. Uchagon b'yameinu. Sheyesh ma'abados. What's ma'abados? Labs. Mishuchlalos. What's mishuchlalos? Advanced. V'chameduma. She'ev shalahafrit kol tarovas lach palach shal min b'sheinamino. What does that mean? He thinks, I assume it's probably correct. You got mixed up, I don't know. You got some, I don't know how to best say this. Let's say you had some trefa chicken soup, got mixed into to water. Okay? He thinks in an advanced lab, you can pull out the trefa chicken soup from the water into which it got mixed, into which it was cooked. Is that true? Anyone take chemistry here? Who took chemistry? No one took chemistry in this whole room? Huh? A little chemistry. Enough to know, maybe not, that if you have a laboratory, and you have at least a fancy laboratory, you have some chicken soup which you mix into water, you're gonna extract it. Says Rabbi Bal Megillah Sefer, Mistaber, Sh'ein Zanechshav Shahisa Niker, even though you can figure out in the laboratory. Dim lo kein, if you're not going to say it that way, bizmaneinu nafal bebira kol din tarova shalach polach shezeh min mishen amino. Throughout the Shulchan Aruch, even the shishim, kem and ev shalahafid are they tachbulo shown us in the fancy lab. We're not going to fancy labs. He quotes the Yidake Tshuva, kuf tes lamates, yovesh bi yovesh in esarev, eino makiro, aval aboki bedova yakiro. Alright? Chaylev got mixed in two shumans. An uman who's baki can decide which is which. Do we say it's batel min haTorah? HaTorah lo atricha also lachzor achar habaki. Torah's given to plain Jews. Oh, Dilma, no. Kol she'ev shalavara ha'isar afilu be'elef ha'vikinik ha'isar and a batel b'li'olam. So there's one baki in the whole world. Have to go find him. Yeah, you mean to say that? What will happen if the whole fat will get ruined till I find him? Till I find the one bucky living in California, till I schlep it there, it's going to get ruined. So you say it's too bad? It's called Nikar Yisr? What if the bucky living in Yerushalayim and I live in New York? How far do you go with these things? That's what the Chikmei Lev is pilpuling about in quoted by Dake Chu. Oh, and now he goes further. Yesh Lodun, Ofen Shaisa Be'ura Beheter. Ain't no nigga clout. You cannot see it at all. Avol yochol bekalus lafido aydei kon aydei sinun. You can filter it. It says of in Simon Kuv Dalet Sif Aleph Shem yochol l'sanan of a masnenes ain't no bottle l'tzorach sinun. Ha'im udin da raisa to be often zayin a taruvus klal. Oh no, no. It's like davar sheish lamatirin. Who remembers? Where do we have this discussion? Crazy place against the prima godim, we can throw cold water into the fat. Simon Sadi Chesiv Dal. It's not exactly the same case. Here talking about straining, they're talking about throwing cold water on it, but it's a similar case. He's not sure in the Sefer, is that an indoor rice or not? He's not sure. Oh, look back. In Sadi Ches, he spoke about it. Right? That's the, he means the machlokas between the crazy place and the prima godim. That's what he's referring to. Watch this. Rabos, here's very important. Kuf tes min b'sheinomino yovish b'yovish. Rabos, that's a tata disaster. How can you have a min b'sheinomino yovish b'yovish? If it's yovish b'yovish, I can see each one. What do you mean b'sheinomino? If they're two different minim, I can tell by looking at it what is, I don't know, what is this, a rugula, and what is a homintash? So what do you mean? It's a mixture of Ragalach and Hamatashin, Min Mishenim and Yavash Biyar. I can see the difference from my look at this box of Mashalach Manas and Shushan Purim. There's a Ragal, there's a Hamatash. What do you mean, Min Mishenim and Yavash Biyar? What's the case? He says like this, it's a tour. What does that mean? It means the following case, Shenifrach Lechatichos Dakos. It's chopped into tiny little pieces. V'ayniko ben zeh lezeh b'mari. You can't tell by looking at it. Ela b'tam, by tasting it. U'min ha-Torah batal b'rov. And the Shachs of Kotan Ches quotes it. Pre-Chodesh says that's ridiculous. That's not a Terovus at all. Kevashay deitim ha-efshel ha-havchin ma'o yisu ma'o heter. It's not a Terovus at all. Pre-Megodim argues on him. Mashanika deitima ain't an echshel le-nikar. And the Torah and the Shach hold the same way. It's batal b'rov. Yeah, if you taste tav, you have to spit it out. But not before that. Anyway, so Shulchan Aruch writes the same thing in Siman Kuf Hey, Siftes. Chatichas Bosa Bulua Mei Chelev. Shinis Ava Bechof Obeis. I can't read Chatichas Acheris. Betela. Chad Betray. Right? Why? You can taste it. But the question is, what the question becomes, why is it in fact so? Why is it so? So he said, Te'ima shayni. Homo zagufa anidon. Imutlo litimo asr. It's still shver, Rabosai. We should say, just do te'ima. And then if you, and spit it out immediately. No one demands that he should do such a thing. That's what he says. Oh. Yes, sir.
What you just said about having to find the
Mishnah, you know, that right. Sif what?
Sif Gimel, where it says that we go after the name, after the taste.
Bosa Shmo, Sadik Ches Sif. I think it's Beis, okay. What's it?
Oh, Beis.
Okay. Bosa Shmo. Okay, that's a significant issue. But the bottom line is, if you can, it's a good question. But I don't want to get involved in the Shmo at the time. And he has, so far, it looks like he has no terrors. Apparently, it's considered to be not Nika because you can't recognize it. You know, you could have discerned it somehow or other by tasting it. That itself doesn't count. That itself doesn't count. You think that's a riot? Watch this now. Here's another source. Watch this. Watch. The Chochmas Sodom said we saw already earlier. If it's one of the 1,000 Torah Gadol, it's considered to be Nika. Okay? Watch. Chasam Sova says no. If Chippus like a Chippus, you can find it. Even if it's Kosher Ma'od, it's considered to be Nikar. What's not Nikar, says the Chazon Ish? If when you're looking at it, you cannot discern it. Right? Cannot discern it. But if you can find it, it's a matter of seek and you shall find, Yagata Matzos Atamin, so then it's considered to be in the category of Nikar Ha'isr, he's suggesting. Oh. On the other hand, Rabbi Osai, you can only find a Chippus V'Torach Rav, it gets Isr as Eino Nikar. That's what we saw before, so it's a contradiction over here. It's a big problem. How do you get out of this one? Let's take the next page. Shach Tzadiches, Endes of Konvov. Mashich miru midirabbanon lahatzich b'tarovus yavish b'yavish min b'sheno mino shishim v'she nikra dova shiyesh lo takana d'yochol k'tzas lahakir ha'isru l'asiru misha. Nonetheless, it's still batal b'shishim d'me'acha shumuot v'eno motzo nikra shaper dova sh'en lo takana, end quote. Sheyesh shishim v'yesh b'torach l'mtzo b'yisur z'nech shav sh'eno nikra who bought the Luberov? I'm a Furish Shach and Simon Sadiches, Enes of Cotton Vav. Now he quotes the Biurim. Those who have the Biurim can look it up, Rabosai. Tells you to look it up. He gives it by the page numbers. He goes by page numbers in his Biurims. I like to go by Simon numbers. That's what I'm used to. What page did he say over here? Kufhei. It's also in what he calls Reish Lamed Dalet. Oh, that's what I'm used to. Reish Lamed Dalet is Simon Kuf Dalet. There in the Biurim, he has his Shaila, called the Orach HaShulchan. It's a big Tircha, I don't have to worry about. This is wrong. He says the shadow of the Aruch HaShulchan depends if you can strain it out. It's not a tarovus at all. Or yesh la matirin. Aruch HaShulchan says that the Easter is only yesh la matirin. It's a big Torah, you don't have to do it. But he wants the paskin that's not considered tarovus at all. So we have to be machmer even if it's a big Torah. But he says, Megillah Sefer, it's not true. Ze gufa shetzorach torach rabish v'limtso as a yisr, ze atzmo machshivo l'tarovis midoraiso. Finished. I quotes the Marila Chadosh Simon Pei, who says, if yochol levaro yisr, mitoch ahet af a torach meruba, chayvu bekach, it's not called a tarovis. That's his Raya Marila Chadosh. It's quoted over here, Abosai. In the Biurim, on page Reish Lamed Dalet, this is the end of the narrow lines in the Biurim, says Megillah Sefer, it's not right at all. Not right at all. Ein medaber al ofen shetzorach l'troach harbe b'shul ha'avchim b'yisr. Ela kegon shen es avu sorim shal yisr b'chri shal chitin v'ein nikoros b'kalos b'chitin ela sheish torach rav la'hafrin es kolas orim me'achitin. But it's hard to find, it's hard to get him out. Al zeh kosev the Torah in a potter also in the mirror. So you see it. It's a matter of getting them all out. That's that. Avav ofen shekoshel them tzores al yisur. Efshe shegam hu moda the maril. Shezeh machshivo l'taroves. So he knocks out that raya of the maril ha-chadoshos as well. As well. Not only that, Rabosai in the bedikas Hamazon Kalocha. In my edition, Rabbi Osai, on page 134, he writes as follows. One second, I make a mistake. Look what he says. Hey Rani Chokham Echad. I'm reading from the Bedikas Hamazon Kalocha. There are two different kinds of Torah. One, it's easy to find. I'm looking for good Hebrew English words for this. It's easy to identify, but it's hard to find. Here's this famous example. I read this once before. Machat baremas shachas. Give me an English translation. Deal in the haystack. That's one case. Second case. Yesh koshi v'torach b'zihui atzmo. Gam k'sheigano l'mokmash b'tarovas shemin murach bo yisr. Adayin ba'avchona she'ena mugderes k'torach he'ev shal d'zao sesa yisur rak ba'avchona mugderes b'torach yivoda sesa yisur. So he wants to say in the first case it's asur, in the second case it's mutter. Oh, now he says like this. Watch this. Avodazora samachtes achbar shenofel etol chometz. That's what's called in Simon Kuf Dalet Yuk. Rav Kana says, "Also, imrute imartu." It's come out. It's gonna become disintegrated and fall into the vinegar. Rashi explains, "Shenechtach lechatichos dakos kitanos v'sheret isura bechadosha kitumasa v'chashina dilma bolea chatichos sheret badichavos yuk yoy vei." That's what it says. That's what it says. So the Ron S just strain it out. They say no. It's in a machal of. It's in a thick soup. You can't strain it. Oh. Now. Watch this. Din ze noe gam bechaticho shein pochos mikadosha. Uvechol isurim. Shem dechatichos hadakos has tmunos betavshel of. Enei betelos. But the Ramah says no. Look up in the Ramah. It's open right in front of you. Kuf dalet sif aleph. Beis yisiv ete. Din ze noag davka b'sheretz. Kloma b'shmona shrotim. Sheshiyuan b'chadosha. Chashinin shema yesh adosha min ha-sheretz. Beis aloshin of Rashi. Yisur ha-kadosha. The Ran asks, why? Chatsishi osu min ha-toro. The Ramah holds like Rashi. Davka, why? Chatichos hadakos trichon is batel k'shar isurim be'emes in betelos. Rak b'shmona shrotzim sheshiyurin b'kadasha ain't a bottle. You know why? Tavi kibberia she'ain a betela. And the shach is exactly the same thing. The Taz says, how can that be? How can it be? So this is what he says, are you sold that based on the shach, we can be make the kudas hakesef, the shach, are all make in this very, very serious shiloh. It's considered to be bottle, even though you can find it if you look forever. This Rabosai is the Megillah Sefer. We're now ready to turn back to our original tab. Where are we? This thing over here? It's million numbers? Oh, very good. That was quick. Let's Rabosai turn back to discuss another parallel case. A parallel case of what is considered to be bottle and what is not considered to be bottle, Rabosai. But based upon whether something is separable or something is visible. What if it's visible but not separable? What is its halachic status? What would you say? Take a vote. If it's visible but not separable, is that considered tarovis or not considered to be a tarovis? What do you say? Watch this case. Look at this. Machlokes by Chema shel Goyim. The butter of goyim. The Rambam says it's aser nesha sherio secholov shebo. Cholov akav is aser, and the butter has a little bit of milk. Sherei hakum. What's the kum? What's kum? Kum is the liquid part that comes from the milk. Shebechema. Eino ma'urav v'machema teshi yivatel b'miyuto. There's those little liquidy particles. Avladasa Rashba mishum kach lo hayo lesser ki af al pi shesheri osachol of nikoros la'ayin mikol mechom quote habitl barov di alma eino mitzad shamiyut misarev besocharotav el rather shekol she'ein atayochol livror dover mitoch dover it's batel. You can see it, but you can't separate it. It's little droplets here and there. You can't separate it. Impossible. Impossible. At first glance, says the author of this kuntres, this sounds like we just saw in Simon Kuf Dalet. Kuf Dalet, we just saw it. Chatichas tash al isra ben nozel samach shel heter. The Ramah and the Shach say it's bottle. Call Shev Shal the Sanano bottle. Taz and Prichodesh say no, because Nikoros Lion, the Chorus of Achlokos, the Rambam, and the Rajba. And he wants to say, well, each one's going to say, no, everyone's like me. The Taz, at the end of Sivkot and Aleph, in Kuvdal, it says, Kanesh Lachshash Yobo de Achilas Katiras Isibifne Atzma, or Koponim Yargishba, as opposed to Chema. So chema we can be makel. See, so even the Rashbo is makel by chema, according to the Taz will be machmer in this case. We can actually bump into a piece of the mouse. Uy. Right? That's on the one hand. What about on the other hand? Two. Uveshachlon is sparish, lama lo ye osir, akopon lo ramba. We can explain, Rabosai. Nikolayan means biyad bereshis hashkofa. As soon as you see it immediately, it's considered to be Nikor Rabosai Nikolayin. And the kum is visible immediately as a droplet in the middle of the butter. But over here, in the case that we're discussing in our sugya, Kuf Dabit, the little bite piece of the achbar in the shikra, it's not visible immediately. So if even according to the Rambam, it would be permissible. Oh. And very another important yisod. We spoke about pouring the cold water on the fat. Because Nesinas HaMayim Yichumra Bi'Almo. The Dr. Shiva quotes from the Mizmo L'Dovah, the David Pardo. Chumra Bi'Almo. Truly, people got disagrees. But there are those who say it's only a Chumra Bi'Almo. And if you have no cold water, it's okay. Like the crazy you place. So now we come back to the complicated part. This is a bit complicated. I want everyone to pay careful attention to this Nakud. Watch this. I'd love to show it to you in the original. Right now, I don't have the time. But if you have a chance, this is Rishonim now. Kliya balua meyiser machlokas Rishonim. The Ra'ah in Bedek Abayis, it's Bayis Dal Sof Shar Dalit, and the Shach quotes it in Kuvbeis. Hey, let's take a look at it. There we have time to see. Shulchan Aruch, we have time to look at it because you all have it in front of you. Open up, Rabbi Ozai, to the Shach, Simon Kuvbeis, Sif Kotten Hey. Please look, it's very important. This can happen to any one of you. Rebbe, I had a knife, it was treif. It got mixed up with 100 other knives. What do I do now? You're not the first one to ask this question. It happened in the time of the Rishonim as well. Take a look and see what it says. Look what it says. Kuf Beis Rabosai Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel. Kli Shenesa Biblias Isur Shenes Arab Acherim Veda Nikar Batal Barov V'yein Donin also Kedav HaShesh Lama Tirens is the Shulchan Aruch Rambo explains. You have to spend money in order to kasher it. Says the Shach here in Sivkot and Ches that the Ra'ah disagrees. The Ra'ah says this is incorrect. This is not true. Why, Rabosai, is it not true? See if I can find it over here. Yes. In Sivkot and Ches towards the beginning. Hara'ah Masigal Rashba. And he says, you know why? Number one is the Dava Shesh Lomatirin. In Kasha the whole lot. He goes further than that. Look what he says. He says, listen carefully. To call Hecha the Niker or Iser Ein Lo Bittul. V'keva de evshel lahotzi ha'isur b'stocha de ha'gola ha'vikin nikar ha'isur. Wow. Just when you kasher it, you can take out the tarfus, it's considered to be nikar ha'isur. So writes the Ra'ah, quoted by the Shach, Simon Kuvbei, Sivkotten, Ches. Rabbi Sai. But the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel. And he goes further and says, the Shach quotes part of it, Lo Sagi Bekelim Elu Shalo Yitin Ha'isa Tam Beheter. What do you mean? You have a tray for pot, one of 100, very nice. Keep cooking and cooking and cooking every one of them. Ah! This tastes like pork. So you're going to bump into it down the line. It's going to taste like, we know what pork tastes like, but it's going to taste like pork. So it's going to be, it's going to be like Nikar Yisr. It's going to come, it's going to be terrible. So right, look at the Shach, it's right over here. It's in the Kuv Beis of Kohen Ches. Both of these tainas come from the Ra'ah. Comes in Mishmeres Abayis and gives an answer. The Mishmeres Habayis gives an answer which he quotes over here. Watch this. Yeah. And he quotes it. Rav Ossi, is it here? Not here. I look at the Mishmeres Habayis. We give the following answer. Uh-huh. Can we get the Mishmeres Habayis? Is that? I'm so sorry. Tell me how to get it. Where do I go? I want to go to. How do I get to Bar Ilan? How do I get out of here? I need to know how to do this.
Click here.
There. Yeah.
Then type in. Click on this one.
Bar Ilan. Magic. Amazing.
Go to browse.
Why can't I go to browse?
Because this is for registering.
Which is the Rashba? I forgot already. It's called. Halacha? What is it called?
Wait,
Sifri Halacha?
Okay.
Taras Habayis? Taras Habayis? I want the Mishmeres Habayis. Bayis Dalid. Shar Dalid. It's coming. Is it? I need Lamed Ches. You tell me when I find it. What did I say? I want to go up this way. I want Lamed Ches. No. Ah, move. Which way am I going? I'm going the right way, though. I can't tell which way I'm going. Yeah. Lamed Ches, okay. I still can't figure out which way is higher. Going one way? Lamed Ches. How can I go backwards? I don't understand this. My eyes are not playing games with me. So the Lamed Ches, Rabbi Osai, he discusses this issue. I can't figure what's going on here. No. It's the wrong way. I'm trying. Lamed Chesem and Aleph. I want to go further than that. I want to go down, right? It's going backwards. This is Mamash. This is Rabosi, which is Mekayim and Ahapahu. It's Mamash going backwards. I don't understand what's going on over here. I'm going the right way, yeah, but this is. Okay, good. Hold on a second. He talks here somewhere about this question of. No. Oh, maybe it's over here. It's such a riot. I can't find it. I think it's backwards. Oh, here we are. Oh. Watch this. Here it is. It's right here. It's all in front of us now. Tchila Omar. Masha Omar, the Ra'ah. The Kol Yisr Nikr Ein Lo Hetev Ein Lo Bitl. That's what we thought is Bereshis Bara Elokim. No. Klal Zeh Eino. What's going on? The Rashba denies the most fundamental rule of all. It's not true. How do you know? Shere Eitzim Shenoshu Min HaDekel. The Toch HaTana Beyond. It's on Yomar HaMekoymus. Beit Zedaf Dalet, right? Nikoren Ein, he says. Ulechatchila Ein Ma'arvin Al Samim Rov Eitzim Mukhonim Kelasikim Betaner. I feel lucky because Shenafle betoch Hatana of any Korin. I feel lucky Marvin Aleim Eitz the Mechonim of Mavatanos number over Masikon. It's in Shabbos too. He denies the basic fact. That's number one in Mishmeres Habayis. He denies it. Denies it. The Mefarshim on some of the new versions of Torah Habayis say that the Rashba himself says that elsewhere that it's not Nikar. Like the Ran. The Ran and Beit says it's not Nikar. You got mixed and you can't tell one from the other. And the Rashba himself, Rabosai, says on the Avdal and Beit and Beit that it's not Nikar. And in the Tshuva he says we're only making it in two cases, by Chalas Chutz Laretz and by Eitzim, which is Eino Ika Daraisa. So this is a very strange writer that he brings over here because it's against two other Rashbas. But be that as it may. That's the first point. Oh. That's the first point of Rabosai in this Mishmeres Habayis. Oh. So Rabosai, with respect to Shitas Ra'ah, the Ra'ah said, whenever it's Nikaris or it's not Batal, he may say Pshat and Beis Adav Dalet. You know why it's unique? Remember, who remembers the last line? We spoke about it. Mikla Kola Yisura. We learned in Simon Tzadi Tess, you might remember this, that Mikla Kola Yisura, you don't say Mvanis L'chatchila. But the Ra'ah may take it a step further and say, Mikla Kola Yisura, you don't apply the principle of Nika or Yisur. That's possible. I frek the Ra'ah, it's no Sintan. Watch this.
Wow.
Where's the Ra'ah? How do we get the Ra'ah here? Links? No. Oh, look here now.
It's coming.
Okay, we're getting Lamed Gimel. I think it's an apple. I just Lamed Ches. Are you Lamed Ches anyway here? Oh, Nikarisa. This is the paragraph. Look. It's Hakol Hecha the Nikarisa ain't no heter, ain't no bittel. That's what he argued with. V'chol Dava she'efshal lahotzi isi mitocho harikin Nikarisa v'keim and shekein b'zeh she'efshal lahagola u'lahachzor l'isa harei zeh ki'ilu Nikar v'yein lo heter. That's reason number one. So we took care of that a little bit. Maybe that is, it does apply. Like Eitzim Shadash. V'su the time of the yavesh be yavesh chabetre botel b'shem the leka time of the surah avakol hecha the ikat time of the surah aser v'hacha lo sage the leka time of the surah imisram yale high kara high kli yavay means bad tear I guess gets taste of pork into the heter look how I feel of elaflo botel to lo sage be kalem elu. That's what he says. This is the Berak Abayis. So again, I have to go back to the Mishmeres Abayis. Oh, I'm never going to find this anymore. Because I wanted to show there's a typo in the Mishmeres Abayis. How am I going to show you this? Let's see if I can find it. Again, the same business. I mean, give me that same pack of Lamed Ches. Oh. No, that's not it. I don't know what's up and what's down anymore. Oh, here's where we were before. Watch this. One second. Oh, here's what it is. Umashe chilek. Here's what it was. Mean there are all. Bain. Kalim elu. Not eitzim. This is how much. Kalim elu. The tarovas yavish biyavish. Divrei temohain. Migorim lo lahapech deos adirava yovesh pi yovesh shal kol ponim yochal esa isur mamash beino afilu hochi matir mitan bechad betrei botel zeh shein ochal liolam amosho shal isur elatamav lam amosho v'lo noda bezo lo koshkein sunik went to the Rashi and Ramban the whole time kikas derabonon. Rabbo said this is not to be understood. If I have three pieces Yavish be yavish. It's true I'm eating a piece of tarvis, but I'll never know which one of the three it is. Never. The person till his dying day will never know which of the three was treif. That's why it's bottle. But over here by the kelim, even though it's a derabbanan topic, because derabbanan, and it's not be'en, but you will be able to find out which one it is. This mishmeres habayis apel otzum. What does he want? What does he want? It's a kavachomer against the ra'ah. If you have chad betray bottle, koshkein. What that's ridiculous. In chad betray, you'll never find out which one is which. Here you will find out which one is which. It's a pela atzum. What's going on over here? How do you understand this? How do you understand it? We've alone know that be'ezo. What do you mean? You will find out. I think alone know that means now you don't know. You will find out when you bump into the wrong one. No? How do you read this? Look at it again. He says, if you have a case, Yavish be Yavish, it's the Mamash Beino, it's the Mutter, Chabetre Botel, Zeshin Ochel Yolam Amashal Isser, El Tamal Amashal, Velo Noda, when Lo Noda? Lo Noda now, Lo Noda later. Lo Noda Beezo, Lo Kolshkein. It's a good question, no? Suppose I wouldn't follow my question? What do you mean, Lo Noda? When you will bump into the wrong one, you will be know that, because one of these 10 pots you cooked pork, other than you didn't. It's not the same as this case where all three are identical pieces of meat. You'll never know which one is available, which one is kshera. Everyone follow me? I'm giving you until tomorrow at 1 o'clock to come up to an answer. Look it up in the Mishmeres Habayis on page Lamed Ches and let me know what you think the answer is, please. On the way out.